All right, Brother Don.
Thank you, Bruce. I'd like to talk to you about three different things this morning. Number one, as parents, we worry about our kids. We're constantly watching what they do. We're constantly paying attention to the decisions they make. Young folks, bear with your parents, because there will be a day when you will be a parent and you will be having the same concerns. What I'm bringing today is written by Corporal Aaron M. Gilbert, a U.S. Marine. He was stationed in Saipan, Persian Gulf, March the 3rd, 2003. Normally, when a family gets a letter, it's to the mother. It's addressed to the mother. This young man has addressed this in the form of a poem to his dad. Apparently, there was some concern on his dad's part about his decision of being in the military. And this young man seems to be trying to bridge that gap and let his dad know that he understands. We all came together, both young and old, to fight for the freedom to stand for the bold. In the midst of all evil, we stand our ground and we protect our country from all terror around. Peace and not war is what some people say, but I'll give my life so you can live the American way. To stand in your groups and protest in our streets. I don't complain, I don't whine, I just do. I'm just one of the people who is doing your time. I'm harder than nails, I'm stronger than machines. I'm the immortal soldier, I'm a U.S. Marine. So stand in my shoes and leave from your home. Fight for the people who hate you with the protesters they've shown. Fight for the strangers, fight for the young, so they all may have the greatest freedom you've won. Fight for the sick, fight for the poor, fight for the crippled who lives next door. For when your time comes, do what I've done. For if you stand up for freedom, you'll stand when the fighting's done. Do me a favor and label this the Marine he sends to everybody and send it to everybody on your email list. Even leave this letter in. I want this rolling all over the U.S. I want every home reading it, every eye seeing it, and every heart feeling it. So can you please send this for me? I would, but my email time isn't that long, and I don't have much time anyway. You know, my dad, you know what, Dad? I wondered what JFK truly meant when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. At the end of this, it seems like there's still a piece missing. And if the young man had had more time, I feel like that he would have said one other thing, and it would have went like this.
It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. With peace like a river, a tearhead at my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is
like to just right now, if you've served in any branch of the armed forces, male or female, would you stand to your feet at this time where we can recognize you? Amen. As we look around here, we've got several people here today. Certainly appreciate your service and willingness to serve. We've also had members of this church who have come through here who gave their lives in the service of our country. And we certainly want to remember them and their families during this time as well. So at this time, we're going to have Rachel and Hannah come up and they're going to sing. They got about three songs they're going to sing. We're going to let them sing one now. And we're just excited about you guys singing. Amen. Let's give them a nice hand clap of praise.
The notions rise, so we'll rest in your singing class and do whatever you require.
You can get up and do it.
To see.
want to thank Hannah and Rachel for coming out as often as they do. We really appreciate that. Let's all stand for our offertory hymn. It's page 491. We'll sing all three verses, page 491. all stand for the doxology. Release our children for Children's Church, and we'll take a few minutes to greet each other in God's love.
Go get my seeds for me.
Are you preaching?
Is it my seed? Get my seed for me. I got it. Brother James. If I need to,
I would. I would join the
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never.
Sound check. What a sound check.
Man, I have the privilege of inviting up my best friend. This is his first time that he's ever preached in a church. And I'm thankful that he gets to do this the first time at Bethesda. Here's exciting news that we can hold on to. I just kind of give a little something before he comes up here. The truth doesn't change.
That's right.
The truth, we can't fabricate truth just to fit our own needs.
You're right.
Because we're limited. I mean, my human mind can't grasp something that's beyond myself.
That's right.
Who I am as a person, there has to be truth, has been truth, and always will be truth.
That's right.
And we find that we've got the key to life, and that's found in the Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
And so this morning, when Derek brings us this word, let's not try to force ourselves onto this word, but let the word force itself onto us.
Yes.
And let it fall on an open heart.
That's right. All right.
I have the privilege to introduce Derek Lane. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Can you hear me good?
Are you mic'd up?
I think so.
Green light on.
Green light's on.
Can you hear me? Brother.
There we go. All right. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I always wanted to say that. but no, the title of the sermon this morning is this: God's Sovereign Word.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about God's Word this morning. And before I pray, I want to go ahead and read exactly what we're going to be looking at. If you guys wouldn't mind standing up as we read Isaiah chapter 55. We're going to be looking at verses 7 through 11. It says, "Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord.
That's right.
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I have sent it."
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to pray over this before we get started. Father God, thank you for bringing us together here today. You have brought the numbers, Lord. I pray that the message you have laid on my heart will resonate in this church, will change their thought process, God, that everything they do will revolve around you and what we bring here today, God.
Yes.
Thank you for the girls who led in worship so beautifully, Lord. That was just amazing.
Yes.
It's great to worship you here, God.
Yes.
I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So right off from the start, we can see exactly what we are talking about here. In verse 11, it says, "So is my word that comes from my mouth." We're talking about God's word. Everything we're talking about this morning that I'm talking about is based around God's word. And I'm going to give you my 3 points right from the start. Right from the start, that way as we go through, you will watch them unfold. Point number one, God's word is a span from heaven to earth.
Right.
It is our connection from heaven, man, imperfect, to our perfect, holy God in heaven.
That's right.
That's point number one. Point number two, God's word is the seed of life. It is the seed of life.
Amen.
And point number three, God's word is sovereign and triumphant over all.
That's right.
Three S's.
That's it.
The span from heaven to earth, seed of life, and it is sovereign. So I'm going to start right in. Before we break into the points fully, I want to take a look back at verse 7. It says, "Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn unto the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and our God will freely pardon." That is our problem. Let the wicked. This should speak to everyone in here, not saved by God. Our thoughts are wicked.
Yes.
They are unrighteous. But why is that? Why are our thoughts wicked and unrighteous? Verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord." So we are wrong and in sin because we are not in the same as God. Our thoughts are different. Here is God and here is us. We are imperfect. He is perfect. Yes. We sin. He does not. Yes. And that's what it's saying here. Verse 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than yours. Just verifies everything that I just said. That there is this gap between us and God. Perfect and imperfect. Man and God. Distance between heaven and earth. We can't hop in our cars out here and drive off to heaven. We couldn't go hop in an airplane and fly there. We couldn't take a rocket ship there. We couldn't find an alien spacecraft to take us there. It is unreachable there.
Yes.
That's where we're left at the end of this verse.
That's right.
The gap between heaven and earth. So that leads me to verse 10, where I start bringing my points out here. And this is pretty appropriate for the time. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater.
Yes.
From heaven, the rain comes down to earth. Keep in mind, this whole passage is about God's word. He lets it rain down on us, coming so close and touching us here at the earth. I mean, if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Everything, and this is the ultimate love story here, from beginning to end, this is what God sent us.
Right. Right.
From creation, to Adam and Eve, to the tribes, to the good kings, then the bad kings, the nations that rise and fall, and the prophets who foresaw this coming hundreds of years in advance. And finally, Jesus comes, and He walks this earth performing miracles, and then gets crucified on the cross to rise again 3 days later and walk this earth.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And then to the end of time. It's all listed here. It just makes sense that this is how we, over here on earth, connect to God in heaven. This is what He sent us.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
God's word is the span from heaven to earth. We're going to look at this verse again to see why it's the seed of life. I'm going to read it one more time. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. I always think it's funny how something that could have been so easily said, he describes the way rain is using four things. It waters the earth. It makes plants bud and flourish. It produces seed for the sower and bread for the eater. Four different things when he could have easily said, the rain does what it's supposed to, just like my word does.
Yes.
I found that funny. I found it puts emphasis that God is trying to make you feel something. There is something to be felt about God's word. And I also find it funny that we haven't seen rain in a while. And here it is.
That's right.
I imagine that feeling might be something like those dried up hay fields that you're finally getting rained on.
Yes.
Or maybe it's how Preacher Bruce feels when, at the end of the season, he's picked over his garden. He's had plenty to eat, plenty to sell, and plenty to give away on top of that. Maybe that's the feeling he is trying to describe to us here.
Yes.
God's word is the seed of life. Without it, we cannot survive. Just as the rain comes down and produces all that we have, is the same as God's word comes and nourishes you and allows you to flourish. I mean, if you question that, then you didn't hear what I, you know, you didn't hear the verses that I just read here.
Wake them up.
All right now. All right. Point number three. God's word is sovereign. And this is the main thing of this. In verse number 11, so is my word that comes from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And this is our guarantee that whole story that I just told you is true. It's our guarantee that we have life that is everlasting at the end. It's the guarantee that God really did come and die for our sins. That is the purpose of this. The purpose so that we may be saved.
Yeah.
That purpose will be carried out through the reading of His Word. At least that's what I'm picking up here.
Yes.
It's almighty and powerful. Rules over Overall, he will do what his word says.
Oh,
yeah. If we flip over to Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, I'll read it quickly. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God.
Oh, yeah.
There is no other. I am God. There is none like me.
Yes, amen.
I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. God is sovereign, and so is His Word.
Yes, that's right.
God is sovereign, and so is His Word. So we've got three things. I want to lay them out clearly so that Tuesday afternoon, you're thinking about what God's Word means. And Friday morning, when you're not ready to get up, you can think about what God's Word is and how it can allow your life to flourish. One, it's what it is a means for us here, completely separate from God, to connect. It is what He sent us to live our lives by. It is what He sent us to plant and grow and nourish ourselves. It is a seed of life. And it is sovereign and all-powerful. Everything in this book I believe to be true, and that you ought to live your life by.
Yes, amen. That's right.
That went a lot faster than I thought. I had another story that I skipped over a little bit. I don't know if I should go back for it, but I basically just wanted to hammer home that the importance of being in God's Word and what it can do for you.
Amen.
God, it's. I think we could all agree about the times that we spend in the Word and how that reflects on our lives differently than when we get distant from it.
That's right.
We can all speak to that.
Absolutely.
For one last thought, as that, like I said, went a lot faster than I thought it would, is once again from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers and flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
So, if anything from this message, you remember the importance of God's word and how important it is to be in that day and night, and it will resonate in your life so that you may flourish. Could I get someone to come up and play? Could you play that? How great thou art that you were playing earlier.
Amen.
And I want to take some time and allow people to come to the front and pray.
You can be seated. We ain't done yet, amen. Amen. I see we got 5-6 minutes left. Amen. Amen. In the words of Brother Ricky Field, I might be a nut, but I'm screwed to the right bolt. Amen. 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 Cody wanted to say a few more words. Derek, that was great, man. Hey, sometimes it goes. Amen. 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 You see, whenever you don't get it as long as you were expecting it to be, that's where us long-winded folks come in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All my kids at school like, oh, Lord, he's fixing to start preaching now. They just turn and look off that way, and I'm like, yep, and I'm fixing to give you a sermon, and I want you to listen to it. Amen? But, man, it's been awesome to hear today.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Cody, you want to share a few parting words for us,
just
brother?
Just stay up here. We'll,
okay. Amen. We're God, part of the team this thing. Amen.
God has given me the ability to talk. You know what I'm saying?
You and got it honest, right. Brother. Right. Amen. Your mother's one of the best talkers I know. Amen. You got it honest.
Amen on that one.
Amen.
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 Man,
Derek, that was fantastic, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, the Word of God. Come on. The Word of God. The crazy thing about what he just read, that was written 700 years before Jesus ever even entered. Before the Word, literally the Son of God jumps out of heaven, right? Before he is rained down from heaven to save us from our sins. That was 700 years before that even happened. Prophecy about Jesus Christ. I just want to challenge you. Man, do you drink from the Word?
Yes.
Do you eat from the Word? Do you get that time by yourself to where you can just sit and just let it wash over you? And you just drink it in? Man, this is life. That is life. That is a life-giving book.
Yes.
And here's the thing. What I said earlier is truth never changed. It never will change. And we can't fabricate it. This is what the world is doing now is we want to take truth and try to fit it into our life to where we feel better about ourselves.
Yes, that's right.
Let it stand for what it is.
Truth is truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Period.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got, Dad.
Amen. And that, my friends, is the truth. Amen. 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 Well, guys, let me just tell you something. I believe the Holy Spirit of God is in this place today.
Yes.
I felt His presence. You know, I even saw a few of y'all just pity-patting your foot a little bit. Some of you ain't worked your ankle joint in 45 years, man. I even saw a couple of you doing this little thing right here, you know. A couple of you got your hand up about right here. Maybe next Sunday you'll go all the way up to here. Amen. Amen. Guys, we serve an awesome God.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God. We ought to give Him praise. Man, I'm telling you what, you can ask these boys. We were shouting out in the tomato patch. I wasn't kidding. Amen. Guys, we can get all excited about everything. We ought to be excited about our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
He is the author and creator of this world. There's nothing that happens. There's no sparrow that doesn't fall from the sky, but what He allows it and knows it. Amen.
Right.
He knows the very number of hairs on our head.
Well, I don't have to.
And as far as mine is concerned, He doesn't have to count very far. Amen. He doesn't have to count real high for me. Steve, don't laugh. Amen. Amen. All right, I saw some of y'all like, I hope you don't look over here at me. I know. Y'all might wear a hat next Sunday. Amen. But guys, I want us to leave here today feeling like we've been fed, amen. And I know I've been fed. I know I've been fed. I want to come and worship. I want to feel the Holy Spirit of God. I don't want to go out of here thinking I just been at a funeral, amen. But you know, that's how some people worship. They worship like they're dead. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord, amen. I'm going to get excited. When something stirs me, I'm going to say amen. I'm going to raise my hand. And if you don't like that, then I'm going to love you anyway. Amen.
Amen.
How about that? I'm going to still love you. But you know what? We serve an awesome God. Derek's word is so true. He is sovereign. See, that's something we don't understand a lot of times about God. He is sovereign. When He makes a decision, it is for the best. We may not understand that. We may not believe that sometimes. We may say, well, God, how could you do this? Why did you do this? Yes, God's word is full of promises, but God is sovereign, and sometimes He has to usurp His authority and say, okay, I had a better plan in store. Yes, I know that's what my word said, but I need something else to happen here. And we got to understand that. You know, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I prayed and prayed and prayed for my loved one and they died anyway. Well, if they're a born-again believer, they're a winner either way, amen?
Amen.
If they knew Jesus as their Savior, then your prayer was answered.
Amen.
It might not have been answered the way you wanted it to be, but because we serve a sovereign God, He's always going to do what's best.
Amen.
And what's right. And we got to understand that. We got to understand that. Guys, before we close, is there anybody got a testimony you want to share right now? I just believe that the Lord's moving in here. I know it's getting close to 12, amen, and I could go another 45 minutes, but I'm going to just say, is there anybody who wants to give a testimony right quick about anything? God doing some good things in your life? Because I'm going to tell you something. If He isn't, it's not because He ain't trying. Amen? He's not. It's not because He isn't trying. Any of our young folks have a testimony? You want me to call on somebody? God, you're talking about getting some young people out of sync. Boy, they just dip their head down. Anybody? Before we close, if God's got something laid on your heart, you want to share it with us? Because I'm going to tell you what. A new day dawning at Bethesda Baptist Church. We're moving in the direction God wants us to move.
Amen.
We're not looking back. We're not getting ahead of God, but we're going to be right on His coattails. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be going in the direction He's going. And I hope and pray everybody will come along, because I'm going to tell you something. When you're riding along with Jesus, that's the best ride in the world. Amen.
Amen.
I just don't know what else to say except I just love me some Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus loves you. I want you to understand that. Because I think sometimes some of you don't think that God really does love you. Man may cast their doubts and their eyes down upon you. But I can tell you this. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. You were created. God knew about you before your mom and dad ever even thought about having you. So you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you need to understand that. You are a perfect creation in Christ. I'm not saying perfect in the sense that we're sinless, but God didn't make a mistake when He created you. We're the ones that mess that up, amen? We're the ones that mess that up. So I pray you'll take this message today and you'll understand what an awesome sovereign God we serve. And I hope and pray you have a great week. I hope and pray we'll see you back here tonight. We're going to have a bunch of different singing going on. I'd love to see these folks back in here tonight, and please bring some food, amen? If one thing we do love to do around here is eat, amen? As you can well tell, I can't button this coat in about 5 years, and if I were to get it buttoned, this thing might pop off and hit Louise in the head and give her a concussion, amen? So I don't even try to button it, amen? But guys, it's been a great week.
Probably broke the brain cells.
Yeah, may jar them up a little bit there, amen? Guys, it's been a great week. We had an awesome tent revival. For those of you that were able to come, I know you got a blessing out of it. Brother Ricky was so excited when he left. I mean, he didn't preach for 20 minutes Thursday because he's about to have a heart attack. Amen? I mean, he got so excited about what he was talking about. But what he's talking about is true. We need to worship an awesome God.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. I mean, we serve an awesome God. If we can jump up and get excited about everything else in this world, we ought to be excited about the Savior. Amen.
Amen.
But anyhow, I appreciate everybody that sang today. Man, wasn't that some beautiful singing? Let's give that another round of applause. I sure appreciate that. And in case you're wondering, it was not a heavenly choir from above. That was Dennis up there in the balcony a little while ago. Amen. I saw some people going, where's that voice coming from? But we appreciate that too, Dennis. Brother Donald, that was a very moving tribute there, and we appreciate that. We appreciate your service, and Justin and the other people, Brother Wayne, whoever else stood up saying that they've been in the military. We certainly appreciate. You know, there's a lot of jobs in this world that are thankless jobs, amen, but I want to personally thank you for being willing to serve. And you know what? Sometimes being a Christian can be a thankless job too. But we serve an awesome God, and we're not serving for what we get here on this earth. We're serving for what we're going to get up here one day up in heaven. Amen. That is our purpose. Our purpose as a born-again believer is to store up treasure in heaven. Not here on this earth where moth and rust can destroy it, but heaven. Our eyes ought to be on the prize, and that prize is heaven for those of us that are born-again believers. Don't forget that. Some people are like, oh man, I'm having such a hard time here. I want to do this. I want to carry this. I want to do that. Forget about this stuff. This stuff will wither away and die, just like the flowers and the grass of the field. Amen. But your salvation will endure forever. That's the important thing. Amen. I'm going to ask you, if you will, stand to your feet. We're going to have a closing prayer. Cody, you mind doing the closing prayer for us? And we're going to slip out to the back and greet everybody. Guys, it's been an awesome day in the house of the Lord today. Can I get a loud, resounding amen?
Amen.
Amen. Cody, lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. God, the way